You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Finding love is already vulnerable. Finding love as a single vegan adds another layer most people never have to think about. You're not just looking for chemistry, you're looking for alignment, values, ethics, lifestyle. And that instantly narrows the field. For many vegans, dating can feel like floating in a smaller pool, hoping the right person swims by before you get tired of treading water. Today's episode is about naming that reality honestly, and then talking about how to move through it with intention, confidence, and hope. One of the most common things we hear from vegan singles is this simple truth: I don't want to convince someone to care about what I care about. Wanting a partner who already understands why animal ethics, sustainability, and conscious living matter is not being picky, it's being clear. But clarity comes with trade-offs. Fewer options mean more patience is required. It also means you have to date differently than the mainstream dating culture encourages. Instead of chasing volume, vegan dating works best when you focus on depth. Shared beliefs are not a bonus for vegans, they're a foundation. When values align, conversations flow differently. Food is no longer a negotiation. Activism does not have to feel awkward. Your compassion is not something you have to explain or defend. This is why many vegan dating coaches emphasize connection before appearance. When you prioritize energy, conversation, and values first, you give yourself a chance to experience real compatibility instead of surface-level attraction. That shift alone can change everything. Let's talk about meeting vegans outside of apps. Vegans tend to gather around shared interests, not just dating spaces. That means some of the best places to meet potential partners are spaces where connection happens naturally. Think vegan festivals and food events, animal rights fundraisers and sanctuary visits, vegan fitness group and wellness activities, community meetups centered around food, health, or activism. These environments take pressure off. You're not there to perform, you're there to participate. Attraction can grow organically from shared experiences. This is also why structured in-person experiences like PETA Date Night have become popular. They create intentional spaces where everybody already shares a baseline of values, removing the awkward first filter entirely. If you're getting back into the dating scene after some time away, here are three grounding reminders. First, treat dating like exploration, not evaluation. You're not interviewing someone to be the one on day one. You're learning who they are. Second, focus on conversation before conclusions. Phone calls and video chats allow energy and personality to show up in ways photos never can. This approach helps reduce superficial judgment and builds real rapport. Third, keep dating light. Curiosity beats pressure every time. Laughter is data, ease is information. While mainstream dating apps can work, many vegans prefer platforms built specifically for value-based connection. Two worth exploring are Vegely, which you can find at vegely.net or search in the App Store. It's designed for vegans and vegetarians and centers ethics from the start. It's one of the more popular apps, so give it a try and see if it floats your boat. Grazer is a newer app, and you can find that at grazerapp.com, and it blends dating with social discovery, helping vegans connect beyond surface swiping. These platforms remove the "when do I tell them I'm vegan" moment entirely. Everyone already knows. Sometimes the barrier to love is not access, it's mindset. That's where coaches and programs can help. Karine Lang, founder of FinalVegLove.com, works exclusively with vegans, focusing on connection-first dating and long-term alignment. Her approach emphasizes values, communication, and energy over appearances. Barry Lyman, from Meet to Marry, supports singles who want intentional, committed-oriented relationships, helping people clarify what they truly want before they start dating. These programs exist because vegan dating is not just about meeting someone. It's about being ready to meet them. Finding love as a single vegan can feel challenging, but it's not hopeless. A smaller pool doesn't mean fewer chances. It means more meaningful ones. When you lead with clarity, openness, and patience, you stop chasing connection and start allowing it to grow. Your values are not a limitation. They are a filter, and the right person will not be intimidated by them. They will recognize themselves in them. If you're out there looking, keep going. Vegan love stories are real, and they're still being written every day. I'm Sean A. Russell, founder of Vegans Explore, and I want to thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed it, go ahead and share it, leave a review, and let us know what you thought. And as always, we are a daily podcast, so we'll see you tomorrow.